Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is your 20-minute subscription.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area. This is Ricky, your host. Mm-hmm. I've been a host for 9.5 years. And sitting across from me is 20-minute subscription, apparently. You guys, so we're going to do 20-minute shows, 15 to 20-minute shows, four of them.
Four 15 to 20-minute shows. How about we try English?
Four 15 to 20-minute shows. Mm-hmm. Or foie.
Just kidding. Foie.
So we're going to release them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. And then Friday is our live show over at pride48.com at 5:30 Pacific or specific dick time. Or Pacific
everybody
time.
Everybody loves a specific dick.
Right. We will be live from 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific time.
I need you
which
to have
is,
a little more life in that because you're like, we're going to be live from Pride. We're going to be live at 5 o'clock.
30.
And take two. We're going to be live at 5:30 specific dick time.
Okay. Well, we got it.
Yeah.
So
that
be
was
there.
The life I was looking
be
for.
Be there. Be in the chat room. Could you do that exciting? Be in the chat room. Chat with us.
We want you to be in the chat room and chat with us while we can't see you.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into it, girl.
Okay. I'm going to let you lead this topic because I have no idea what you're going
to
talk about.
Girl, we need to talk about this lady. This bitch.
What? Which one?
Her name is Ashley Madison. Girl just done told all her secrets. Opened them legs. Told all the secrets. Oh my God. Please don't eat while we're on though.
Sorry. Sorry, Hendrick. Do you think that maybe... See, I have a sneaky suspicion that this was a bitch that was really pissed off that did this. Mm-hmm. Because one of her Johns wasn't giving her what she's needed.
And you think somebody hacked the person they're talking about hacked the
right.
Ashley Madison account.
It was the reverse. It was a John that was pissed because he didn't get enough of that pussy. Because
he paid money and he didn't get what he wanted.
Right. He did not get the product he paid
Actually,
for.
Actually, I don't think it's like a prostitution thing. I think it's I'm going to cheat on you kind of thing. It's not paid services.
No. Right. But I'm saying the membership wise. Oh, yeah. Like, so.
Oh, he was pissed.
You know, she was pissed.
John was pissed at Ashley Madison. Every time I hear it, I think of every time I hear Ashley Madison, I assume it's one of the Desperate Housewives.
I assume it's one of
the Hugh Play Bunnies. Girl, right?
Yeah. The Playmates. Ashley.
So, you know, everybody's going to start getting called out. Apparently there's congressmen. There's parliament.
Well, I love the fact that they were like, we've seen www.gov. Oh, hell fucking no. Right.
Oh, and .mil.
Right.
For military.
You know what? The thing about it is, sorry. The thing about it is, bitch wants a Swedish fish. the thing that I find so interesting is that who cares? Like, this is a problem. First of all, there's two things that we need to address. In this entire thing. One, that there was that guy who announced a pregnancy, a YouTube star, that was then found out that he had not one, but two accounts on there. Two mm-hmm. different, like, emails. And then, of course, the Duggar.
Right.
We thought he was going to go away. And what did I tell you? He's not going to go away.
He came back.
He's going to come back. And he sure enough did.
He said he is the biggest hypocrite ever.
But I love how they released a statement about, and his wife released a statement I did not do my job as a wife, bitch.
Brainwashed. Really? Brainwashed.
Really? I'm as a feminist, partially.
As a feminist who still uses
the word bitch.
Bitch and C word. And
oh, you mean cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
So you're partial feminist. You're getting there. You're working on it.
I want them all to be locked in the house, pregnant, washing dishes for with, someone
with long hair. Right. And their feet better be dirty.
Right.
Because I'm into that. I'm not, and in, they better I'm have not cankles. Into feet. I'm not into feet. I'm just into dirt. They better have cankles.
No, but you know, I just like hearing a woman say something like that to me is so regressive. And it's like, you are literally taking women back thousands of years. It's like, one of my friends on Facebook posted, you know, that, cause it was kind of like, this was when it first started coming out, and he mm-hmm. posted like his thoughts on it. And, you know, and I feel the same sentiment. I just thought to myself, like, this is a perfect example of how religion
fucks things up.
Is not, first of all, people are using religion. What? It was.
No, I keep hearing something.
It was a fish. Oh. Girl, the fishes were swimming. The
first.
They're going bloop, 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 bloop. That he was saying that, like, it fucks up people. And then people tend to take religion and use it for their own ammunition, per se, right? Like, and they'll talk shit about everybody else that's doing it, but eventually something always comes up that they did wrong. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing people use religion in such a fashion that it's like, you know, those people who actually are not like fanaticals like those people are, who actually
that are nice,
that are nice, that are
good, do the right
good,
thing.
Good Christian. Not even, I wouldn't even say Christian. Just good, moralistically speaking, people. Because really, that's at the end of the day.
Moralistically. Really what, is yeah. that a Roger word?
Mm.
Hmm. That's a game we should play at Pride 48. Is this a Roger word or a real word?
Don't give our secrets away.
Moralistically.
Okay, that was
how do you
not
say it again?
Moralistically. I don't know if it is a word, but it should be.
It sounds real good.
It says it sounds like I know not what I talk about.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, they have good morals and good family values. And
they help others.
And they help others, and they don't pass judgment. Well, I think that's kind of hard because we all pass judgment in some
way, shape, form. They pass judgment in their own head, and they're not stupid in an outside.
Right. That's fine. I mean, and that's okay because I think that we're all, I mean, if you look at it, we're all sinful in that way, right? But it's those, you give those people bad names. Like you drag them down, like, because of how you choose to use your idea of what you think a religion is.
You give love a bad name.
So this is one of those things where it's like this is how. Now, I'm not saying that I necessarily condone cheating on your spouse. I mean, if you went into your relationship with the idea that it was going to be monogamous, then I wouldn't condone it. However, if you play loosey-goosey, well, then who cares?
If you all got an agreement.
Right. I mean, it's all about communication, right? And I mm-hmm. think that that's the one thing that I think Americans in general, first of all, we have a really very, very, like, awful idea of what sex is and sexuality and the love between.
It's great. It's just, you know, God forbid we see it on TV or, you know, we
or
see
the internet
in the real form, you know.
Well, that's the one thing that, like, my friend Jay and I, we would talk about, like.
Jay in Glenview?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you specified.
I'm sorry?
I'm glad you specified.
Oh, sorry. You know, that is the beauty of a lot of gay relationships and a lot of gay men, is that we have that one hand up over straight couples, is that we can do stuff like that And as long as there's a communication between your partner, we can have open relationships and we can have triads and we can have, you know, multiple partners, and it's not that big of a deal. Whereas with straight people, it's always become behind closed doors because, unfortunately, you know, women typically run on an emotional level, whereas men run
on a fuckable level.
On a more animalistic level. And
that's a real word.
Yes. And thank you, Webster.
Thanks.
Or Weber, whichever. Yeah. Webster, Weber, whatever.
I'm Merriam-Webster. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a Webster's dictionary. Anyways, I just think that, you know, there are a few women who are, you know, they don't care and like they're open or whatever. But I think generally most women run on a very emotional level. I think that's what that is the beauty that we as gay people have, you know, sort of over that, is that we can communicate it and it's not such a big deal. Like, if you're going to cheat, just let me know. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. Okay, maybe I want to hear about it, but I maybe want to see it.
Right.
But like, as long as the lines of communication are open and there's boundaries and whatever, love has nothing to do with that. And that's the problem with straight couples. And that, I think that's the reason a lot of times men in straight relationships, you know, end up cheating.
Straying.
Yeah, because they're not communicating. And I'm not just saying that it's men, because women have also been known to cheat and whatever. Obviously, that's something that happens as well.
I think a lot of men cheat just physically, though.
Yes.
Like, I think they love their wives.
Women, I think 8 to 9 times out of 10 will cheat emotionally, whereas men will cheat because they want to fuck. Like, it's just about the physical aspect of it, whereas women is more of an emotional thing. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, I think it's good, but I just think, get the fucking stick out of your ass. The Ashley Madison thing is not that to me, whatever. It's not a big deal. People do it. People have been doing it.
Well, the guy that did the pregnancy thing, that the YouTube star.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of has to pretty much save himself because he, a month ago, quit his full-time job to do what he's doing now. So, you know, he's pretty much going to have to do whatever he needs to do to keep his money coming.
Right.
But he did release a video and said that this was something that happened before they became vloggers, and that this was already discussed with with church members and with his wife. They've already went through counseling and everything through
right.
it. So that was everything in the past.
You're right, because he said, so, I had read that it happened before they got married, I think.
No, they were married. They were married, but it was before they became vloggers. So
were they parents already? Because
they're parents already. They had two kids already.
When this went down.
Not when this went down.
Okay, that's what I thought. Children.
They have a total. They're going to have three.
Right. Because that's what I thought.
One of them was already born, I think.
At the time that it happened? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because I thought, I could have swore that the article that I read said that that was one of the things that I think that that's why it wasn't being made such a big deal. Because either they didn't have kids at the time, or they didn't know they were going to have kids. And I don't think it didn't specify if they were married or not. So I can't remember if that, but something was happening where it was a long time ago.
The thing although I think it's hilarious that this happened, the thing I don't like is people make mistakes and they change. So he could be a person that did this, spoke to his wife about it. They went through their issues. They're through it. And now it kind of sucks because that situation is a public thing now. And people are like, I knew you weren't Christian. Well, maybe that was a time before, you know, he started acting right or whatever.
Well, I think the reason why I'm not saying that it's okay to harp on them. What I will say is, if you are a person mm-hmm. that points the finger, and then we uncover under your rock that you got shit, that you're pointing the finger at me, I feel that you should be held accountable for it. And I feel that there should be a little retribution for the hate that you've spewed.
I haven't watched any of his other videos. I don't know that he's a person that does that. I don't know.
I
mean, I'm sure there's something about homosexuality.
He did make a video about homosexuality. But, and to me, it's like, you're like, this is a problem that I have with, like, for example, the Duggars, because he's like, oh, homosexuality is breaking up the sanctity of marriage and blah, 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 blah. Nah, motherfucker, you're a man and your dick is breaking up your marriage.
Madison is breaking up marriage just now because she is pissed.
It's like, you can have your cake and fucking eat it too. Now, someone like that, they should have to pay for the fucking hate that they spewed. So to me, I feel like, you know, I don't know what this kid was about, but I mean, it sounds like he did still have some stuff to say about homosexuality. And I'm not just saying that because I'm gay, that he, you know, and he said that he should, but I'm just saying you can't throw stones in a glass house.
When you're guilty.
When you're fucking guilty. You just can't. And how can you sit, and that's another thing that I have an issue with. How can you sit there and say homosexual this, homosexual that, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong, knowing that deep down inside of you, you did some shit that if ever was uncovered would put you in that hateful level. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, right. It just, I hate that. It's like, own up to your shit. Like, own up to it.
I'm just excited to find out what Republicans... I'm excited to know anyone that's like in Congress and all that stuff to know.
Like, that's popular?
Yeah, like...
Oh my God, what if Hillary Clinton came out with one?
Oh. But the person she replies to is only Bill.
Right.
That's like their thing. That's like their fetish, is they talk to each other through as strangers through Ashley Madison.
Right. That's their role play.
Right.
People were hoping that something would come out for Trump. But that motherfucker would spin it in his favor.
Right. That's another topic, because I want to talk about that, but that's not enough time for that. Right.
And so the next topic that we're going to discuss is, do you have a 6-foot dick you want to give me?
Yeah, his name's Donald Trump.
No, not where I was going, but we're going to talk about Subway.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to say foot long, but,
yeah.
But I was now like 6 foot. It was bad.
Oh, let's go. All right, you guys. So,
Vegas, Pride
48, 5:30, Friday, whatever. Next Friday.
I think Tony's home.
Get into it.
Get
all up in our show.
Take some water-based lube.
Lubed.
Yeah.
Can't talk today.
I know.
Use your American words.
No.
No.
It's the sweetest fish.
All right. We got to go. This is Ricky.
This is 20-minute show.
Subscription.
Damn it. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys, and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.